Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to more Boston Sports Talk. Gresh and Keith on EEI.
Into hour two on this Thanksgiving Eve. Hopefully everybody is fixing to have themselves a hell of a little weekend here. Thursday, Friday, a little downtime. We got three football games tomorrow. And we have a Celtics game tonight. We will talk hockey with our buddy Andrew Raycroft coming up at 11:10, just a few short minutes from now. The Boston Celtics are 1-point home underdogs tonight to the Brooklyn Nets. And I know that we touched on the Celtics in terms of a bigger picture view a little bit earlier here with Gresh and Keefe on this Thanksgiving Eve. But Nets are coming in, and this to me, Keefe, will be the true test of the Celtics defense. Has been playing well. Last 11 games, they've ranked first in the NBA in terms of defense. Well, the one of two things has to happen. They either got to lock people up tonight, or this has got to be one of those games where if Kevin Durant's going to play a certain way, Jason Tatum at least has to be able to match, and then hope you can win the game from there.
I actually have confidence that he will, because don't you get the sense that Jason Tatum really, really cares mm-hmm. what the other superstars think of him?
No question.
And so on a night where there's a superstar on the other side, I feel like he does elevate his game, or at least tries to. Whether he makes some of his shots or not.
Maybe he'll go 3 of 13 yeah. from 3 instead of 1 for 9.
But even though they lost in 5 games last year to the Nets in the playoffs, when he had that massive game and beat the Nets, and Kevin Durant was talking about, oh, he's one of the best players that he's played against, that probably meant more to Tatum than even winning the series did.
I would agree.
And so I think on a night like this, you know, big-time matchup against a team that is in first place in the conference, and I think, you know, once Milwaukee gets healthy and figures their stuff out, there's Brooklyn and Milwaukee, and then there's a big group of everybody else kind of all wrestling around a little bit. And so it's, again, another one of those measuring stick games. And to your point, they've been playing really well defensively over 10, 11 games, right? Like, it's not just a two-game sample. It's mm-hmm. been 10, 11 games. But now you're going up against two of the, I mean, maybe the best player in the league and maybe the eighth best player in the league.
Maybe like the best duo.
Yeah, these guys are pretty serious. Depending on how you view LeBron Davis now.
Right.
And
but they're right there, even with LeBron Davis, absolutely.
For sure they are.
Now, maybe Harden is thinking about Thanksgiving and getting his fat on so that hopefully he's a little distracted tonight.
He must love it. He must love Thanksgiving.
Dreaming of all the green bean casserole and Chimes rolls and things like that.
You better believe it.
So, I'm with you. If there is one night that Jason Tatum is going to ball out, it is going to be with superstars on the other side of the floor. So, again, over at TD Garden tonight, we'll see how the Celtics do. Again, they are small underdogs, getting a point.
And it's an ESPN game, too.
Oh,
and
not that
there's remember, there was always the Rondo on primetime thing. But I do think for a lot of players, it does matter.
Doris Burke is in town, you're playing your best game. Absolutely.
That's right.
So let's shift to something we talked about yesterday, which was the Red Sox looking to fill out the pitching staff.
Yeah.
And yesterday we had it for you that the Red Sox are interested in both Toronto pitcher Steven Matz and Mets reliever Jairus Familia. Well, Steven Matz, off the market.
Oh, the Red Sox just missed out on another guy. Oh, so close.
But their owner, John Henry, has not fired off a tweet citing unprofessional conduct by Steven Matz's agent.
Ooh.
So, Steven Matz, first of all, Steven Matz has agreed to a 4-year, $44 million deal with the St. Louis Cardinals. And Mets owner Steve Cohen called out Matz's agent. How about this for a tweet, right?
Yep.
Because apparently the Mets thought they were going to get like a last kick at the can to bring Matz in.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen.
No.
Stephen A. Cohen 2 on Twitter.
Yeah, he's been, and he's gone after people before on Twitter.
He
is
care.
As aggressive as any owner is on Twitter.
He would fit here.
Yes.
Getting awesome. After people.
Yep.
I'm not happy this morning, he tweets. I've never seen such unprofessional behavior exhibited by a player's agent. I guess words and promises don't matter.
That's the tweet.
So I wonder, are they like? Does that guy have any other players on the Mets? Like, that would be sort of interesting, like how they, because that sounds like somebody you would never want to work with again.
And the agent, Rob Martin, declined to comment. So the Mets clearly thought, and whomever their GM is right now, everyone they hire has an issue. One of them gets drunk. One of them gets in
there. Oh, yeah. Wreck. Oh, they get after it.
There's impropriety with people in the pretty office, good. Whatever it is. But apparently the Mets thought they had a chance. And what this also tells me is that the Red Sox had no chance because they were not giving, as much as we liked Matz and said, hey, 1 or 2 year deal, okay, they weren't going to 4 years with this
No,
player.
They weren't, but it's now a growing list of pitchers that the Red Sox wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Verlander, we thought they were interested in, don't get him.
No, two for 50 for Verlander.
Which I definitely would have done. Now, he might not have picked you over that, but I definitely would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Syndergaard. He's gone.
1 year, $21 million.
Probably wouldn't have done that. That's a lot of money for Noah Syndergaard.
On a 1 year, I definitely would have.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because it's so short term.
You know what? Good. For the sake of the argument, better. So those are two guys they wanted, didn't get. They offered Eduardo Rodriguez the qualifying offer.
1 year, 18.4.
And then he goes, and again.
I'd have slid that money right over to Noah Syndergaard, added a little more, and there we go.
And then now add Steven Matz. So there's four pitchers that the Red Sox tried to get, and they didn't get any of them. Because what are they doing? They're all doing like one-year deals for all these guys? So that's the problem is, yes, baseball, there is a ton of bad contracts. And you don't want to be the team that's still paying Dustin Pedroia or still paying Johan Santana or still paying whatever. But I don't know, Steven Matz, 4 for $44, so $11 million a year. Guess it's
doable.
Hey, he's 30 years old right now. My fear is the back end of their rotation is probably going to look like Martin Perez and Garrett Richards again, isn't it? Like, that's how they got into that mess before. So now you're going to wait for the guys that are willing to sign for 1 year and maybe lower money. And then those guys are probably going to stink. Like, it just feels like, and I remember we're talking about this offseason. I'm like, the Red Sox aren't going to have a top 10 highest paid free agent. That number might even be lower and lower and lower. Like,
you're
are they
exactly
going to have a top
right.
20 free agent? Like, it doesn't seem like Chaim Bloom's going to spend any money.
So right now it is Sale, Evaldi, Hauk.
Yeah.
And
what else?
I was
TBD?
Say,
well, there's talk about Garrett Whitlock
right.
going back to the rotation or going back to being a starter, maybe.
And that's a decision that you have to make now so he can prepare in the offseason
right.
to be able to handle that role.
Right.
But that's why on 1 year deals, unless it sets a precedent that sort of kind of alters the way you do business.
I really
think like 1 for $20, I would have ponied up for Noah Syndergaard on a 1 year deal.
Yeah.
And look, the risk is it's the guaranteed money, and if the guy does get hurt again, but
I would have gone nuts for Verlander. I would have given him a little bit more, make him choose. Now, maybe he's just comfortable there.
1 year, $30 million.
Yeah.
Instead of 2 for $50 million.
Or 2 for like $55 million or something. Like,
sweeten the pot
somehow. Is that a little bit better for you? Yes.
Give his wife a show on Nesson.
Sure.
Put her on Kate, the
great.
Kate Upton Hour.
Yes.
Whatever you want to do.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, control of it. You're right after the Flex Seal guy.
Right.
Power hour, wouldn't it?
We'll just record. We'll just record her on Twitch, and we'll just put that right on Nesson.
It's fine.
There we go.
It's all good.
Done.
So, but I don't know. That sort of seems to be a theme so far. And there's been a few more signings than I thought because of the impending CBA and everything. But guys are signing places.
They absolutely are. All right, the tickle trunk is ready.
Hey, let's go. There's going to be a lot of traffic on the way to the game.
Don't worry. I got Bruins plate. People get out of my way.
Au revoir. Have a good game.
Great plates. I want them too.
Are you even old enough to drive?
The commercial that will live in infamy forever. We welcome in Andrew Raycroft of Nesson. He joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Of course, former Bruins goalie Andrew Raycroft. He's brought to us by Brennan's Smoke Shop. Brennan's has 9 locations in Massachusetts. Just opened their newest shop in Hudson, New Hampshire. Visit Brennan's for the best selection of cigars. Razor, how are you on this Thanksgiving Eve?
I am wonderful. Looking forward to sitting on the couch and eating my face off tomorrow. So very excited.
It's the best.
Well, tonight you get to get a little hockey where the Bruins will take on the Buffalo Sabres. And, of course, everything is all about the goalies here in Boston. As you know, Andrew Raycroft, and you got Swayman. Of course, you had Vladar now in that Calgary game. And so it's the, oh, well, hey, forgot we kind of had that guy. It's almost like the first question every week. The state of the goalies, Razor. Where are we?
The state of the goalies. Well, it'll probably be somewhere a little bit different next week when we talk, but it'll still be the same question, like you said. Listen, the Bruins didn't play well on Sunday. They played really well in Philadelphia on Saturday. Linus Allmark will play against Buffalo tonight. And after Swayman finally loses at home for the first time in his career, this might open the crack for Linus to play a few games in a row here if he can find a way to beat his old teammates tonight.
Should they have kept the two young guys knowing that Tuukka Rask might be around the corner and that you could take the $5 million that you spent on Allmark, well, really $20 million, but five per year, and invest that somewhere else, whether it be defensemen, whether it be, you know, third line scoring or something like that? Should they have done that?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not even debatable. I know Vladar is playing great. Listen, Calgary has 7 shutouts in their first 19 games. No team has done that since the NHL changed its rules in 1929 to the forward pass in the offensive zone. They're like, it's ridiculous what's going on out there. We cannot just go to goaltending and say Dan Vladar would be doing the same thing and have the exact same numbers here in Boston right now. So no, we talk about the window closing with this team and with this group. You couldn't go into the season with 2 essentially rookie goaltenders to carry this team through January, February, and just fingers crossed. It just doesn't work that way.
Andrew Raycroft, Nesson hockey analyst, here with Gresh and Keefe, and he joins us on the Harbor One hotline. He's with us each and every Thursday, but of course we slide him up because tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Bruce Cassidy has seemed to, and when he needs to, he kind of goes after that front line a little bit, goes after the superstar players and talks about scoring as a whole, but the top line always gets mentioned. Razor, is there a method to the madness, or are those top guys just like, yeah, go ahead, you mention us, but we're made men. We don't have to worry about what you say.
I think it's more the latter. I think it's similar to, and it's been talked about a lot, the Belichick-Brady relationship. Maybe not as contentious at the end of that relationship, but Belichick always knew he could push Brady and always knew he could say something, and that Brady would be harder on himself about it anyways, that Brady would be a team guy and it would trickle down through the team. And I think the top line, Bergeron, Marchand, Pasternak, get it the same way. They understand they're harder on themselves than Cassidy ever will be. They recognize when they're not great, like they weren't on Sunday night. That's the reality. They just didn't play as well as the other top line. And I know that doesn't happen often, so it's a lot more glaring when it does happen. So it's easy for Cassidy to bring it up. I think it's just a matter of him being fair to the entire team and knowing that those guys can handle it.
Should we be surprised by the season Taylor Hall is having? Because I really like the signing. I thought he was great when he came here in the trade, and he was playing really well, and I like the idea of having him on the second line. But the reality is he's been a pretty inconsistent player over his career. He can kind of peak with an MVP season, but then have other years where he's kind of just going through the motions, or at least, you know, not being a very productive player. So should we be surprised with I guess just the 15 games so far that he has had this year?
I'm with you. I'm a little surprised. I thought he was going to break out a little bit more on the second line, and at least through the first 15 games. Listen, there's still 57 games left, so we got lots of time. But no, I wanted him, I expect him to push that second line more than he has, be more of the guy that, with Krejci gone, he's the one that's going to make something happen. He's going to change momentum on that line, and we haven't seen it on a consistent basis. There's been glimpses, there's been shifts, there's been periods, but I don't think I have been surprised that he hasn't taken over a little bit more. I thought he was more comfortable here, but it seems as though he needs a little bit more time, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Brazier, what do you make of the power play right now? I know that Bruce Cassidy is constantly tinkering. What are you seeing with the man advantage?
No, I think they're in a pretty good spot. It struggled mightily right out of the gate. They were away, and then it got going. They ran up again against a historic Calgary team at this point right now. So it didn't look very good at all on Sunday. But it's not the Harlem Globetrotter Bruins power play we saw 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when it seemed like every time they got a power play, it was an automatic within 10 seconds. They're needing to work a little bit harder. Other teams are pre-scouting well. Listen, the other teams are out there watching video too and how to stop it. So they need to continually reinvent themselves and get used to Charlie McAvoy on the point. He hasn't done a lot of that. They're used to Foligno or Hall. They've gone through a couple guys there. So it's a work in progress, but still you're going to take that power play unit over most in the National Hockey League.
Now, this may very well be related to that question and answer, but David Pastrnak has 5 goals in 15 games. 2 years ago, he had 48 goals, which led the league in 70 games. Like, he's somebody that I feel like should be a 40, knocking on the door of 50 goals. He's on pace for 27. Is that mostly related to the power play where he's normally getting a lot of his goals, or is there something else going on?
A little bit, yes. I think you get that extra 1 or 2 goals on the power play that he hasn't gotten typically, and that certainly would push his pace. But there's no question he has to score more than 35 goals, mm-hmm. if not 40, for this team to be good and compete. That's a no-brainer. And we talk about secondary scoring, but the reality is in the National Hockey League, in a salary cap league, the top players have to be your top players. There's no question. David has to get to that level. I think it's been a bit of still coming off the long summer that he had personally and still trying to get his groove and get into the rhythm of things. But if nothing else, we know that he can get real streaky. And it could start tonight where he ends up scoring 10 goals in the next 4 games for this team, and then all of a sudden he shoots back up. So he has that ability. There's only a few guys in the world that can shoot it the way he does. That allows him to get streaky at times. We just haven't seen that yet.
Andrew Raycroft, Bruins analyst on Nesson, here with Gresh and Keefe on the Harbor One Hotline. We know we have to get to the tickle trunk. However, I have a very big Thanksgiving question for you, Andrew Raycroft. Thanksgiving in Canada was October 11th. Thanksgiving here in America is tomorrow. So if you're a Canadian, how do you handle what was Thanksgiving in your country, but you're in America and now you got Thanksgiving again? Help me out.
Yes, I can help you. So typically, yeah, we had Thanksgiving in Canada, not nearly the same vigor as it is here in the United States with football all day. I mean, it's Black Friday. That was even a bigger thing for us in Canada, that you couldn't believe that everyone went shopping the next day.
You can say it, Andrew. No. We're also a fatter country, so that's really why the vigor. You say vigor is like a nice way of saying like, well, there's more pigs in the United States than there is in Canada. You can say it.
Correct. Yep. Ours is a 3-day weekend. Yours is a 4-day weekend.
Right.
There's probably some correlation to that. Yes. But no, as a new American, a U.S. passport holding citizen, I have adopted Thanksgiving here in the United States and love this holiday more than any at this point.
Join the fats.
Yeah, welcome.
Yes, I have. I have joined the fats. I am no longer subscribing to Canadian Thanksgiving quite as much, and I'm all in on the U.S. Thanksgiving.
All right, now I have a question from a texter, which is great. And he says, ask Razor if he knows he's been added to the alumni players in the EA Sports NHL 22.
Oh, is he?
And does he like his likeness?
I do. I did get word that I am on the video game, which again, has solidified to my children that I actually did play in the NHL.
Awesome.
So I'm very grateful for that. They actually I don't think they really truly believed me that I played, but now they do with the alumni game. I have not checked out my likeness. I have not. I'm a little reluctant to check out my rating as well. That might be a kick in the gut. So I've stayed away from that. But yes, I heard I'm on the game, and my
That's
kids
awesome.
Were
excited. Oh, some
yeah. of it is really great.
Some of the yeah. names on here, by the oh, way, that's been added, right? Like Andrew Raycroft. You look up, there's Byron Defoe is in there as
Ooh,
well.
Lord Byron on there.
You Lord got you have the Hunters, Dave and Mark Hunter.
Oh, that's good.
You have the Apps, no word of a lie, Syl Apps Jr. and Syl Apps Sr.
Well,
Andrew Raycroft, did you ever meet the Apps along the way outside of an Applebee's?
Well, I'm old, but I'm not ancient.
Let's not go crazy here. On
yeah, I am in the alumni, but I see those guys' pictures are in the rafters in Toronto, but I have no idea. I think they're on that 1929 team that I talked about earlier.
they had all the shutouts. All right, Andrew, who this week is in the tickle trunk, and is it a good reason to be in there or a bad reason?
Two things. One, it's a bad reason this week. I'm going back to the bad reason.
Okay.
And I have two reasons why I am putting the top line in the tickle trunk.
Wow. To be crowded in there.
Line.
Yep.
It is a full house in the tickle trunk for Thanksgiving this week. One reason is I'm not going to have many opportunities, just like Bruce Cassidy, to talk negatively about those guys. No one loves Patrice Bergeron more than I do. And number two, I think they're going to get 6 points tonight. So I will look brilliant mm-hmm. in putting them in there, and I will take full credit for their bounce-back game tonight.
Again.
Motivating them.
It is.
Like Perk.
Yep. Kendrick Perkins,
yeah, you're Perkins
has opened the door for every analyst to take credit for everything now.
I am using the tickle trunk as a complete Perkins move
yes.
every week. Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, this is great.
I love it. Do you get any copies of NHL 22, or they just be like, "Ah, oh, you're in it. Here's your check."
This is that's a good question.
That's a good question. I have not gotten one, and I would rather not pay $75 to get it for my kids.
Come on, so if you're in the game, it should be automatic. Yeah, they
Ray Cross at Best Buy. He's like, "I'm in the game. Come on, I'm in." They're like, yeah. "Sir, I don't yeah. care if you're in the game. It's $75 plus tax."
Yes. Get security out here for this bozo. That's what they'd say.
Hey, Razor, thank you, man. We appreciate it. Glad you're celebrating American Thanksgiving with the rest of us. And thanks for breaking down the pucks. We'll catch you next Thursday, friend. Appreciate it.
Sounds great. Enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving and be safe.
Same thanks, to you. Andrew. There you go, Razor.
You know what we need to have happen? So this is when we'll know that this segment, this weekly segment we do with them has hit big. Is in the post game when Bergeron says, "Yeah, and I know I was in the tickle trunk and I was pissed off about it, and I came out and had a big game."
I mean,
so we gotta wait. That might be another couple months from now, but once one of the players addresses the tickle trunk, and then
you would just hear right under our tables, you would hear the
yeah, well,
you
that's...
would hear the bing. It would be like a blue pill for us.
It could happen, especially Razor's doing all that stuff ringside.
I mean...
He's interviewing some of the players, and they're like, "Hey, I heard you, you son of a gun."
Wonder what kind of email you get. Does the Players Association send you an email? We'd like to inform you that you've been added to the NHL 22 game.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with
it
that.
It seems like you're finding out secondhand.
You
it's like you're scrolling through all those players. Because if you saw the list of guys.
That's great.
First of all, you'd be like, who the hell are 90% of these
people? Well,
last
time I played an NHL game for the PS4, they had even all the minor leaguers in there. Like all the
really?
AHL. Yeah, I was scrolling through and I was doing like story mode or whatever. So I was in the minors and I looked up and a kid I went to high school with was in the game. And he was in the AHL. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? And he was like, yeah, he's right in there. Photo of him and everything. Like, height, weight, stats for an AHL guy.
You could add Bruce Boudreau as an AHL legend.
If you want to, yes, you could.
You know that guy's like the fifth leading scorer all time in the American Hockey League, I do believe.
Wait,
Bruce,
really?
Yeah. Bruce Boudreau was like, I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure?
Google. Maybe I'm wrong.
Frank Vatrano led the Providence Bruins in scoring one year, I believe.
I'm pretty sure Bruce Boudreau was a minor league star.
Really?
I'm all but positive I might be wrong.
He coached the Manchester Monarchs, but he could never get over the top. I don't think they ever won the Calder Cup.
Well, he
has
a
Calder
small
Cup?
Guy.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
The Calder Cup. Yeah.
Yeah, Calder Cup. I drank Mountain Dew out of it once, 1999, with Peter LaViolette.
What a memory.
And he hasn't returned a call of mine since.
Well,
no, Peter's a great guy. Here's another great guy, Chris Scheim. He's ready to trend.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Online or over the air, we don't care.
I have a crippling fear of snakes.
Just make us your new midday habit. Gresh and Keefe. WEEI.
Feel good stuff. Picked off the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Tennessee. A.J. Brown.
He's got room to run. He's inside the 10 to the 5. End zone. Touchdown, Tannehill. The slant to Jonnu Smith. He's got him. Touchdown, Tennessee. Off the play fake. Tannehill rolls to the right. Got himself some room. Throws. End zone. Touchdown, Jonnu Smith.
11:33, Gresh and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com, anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app.
The music's so bad,
Rich
though.
Never gets physical with me, but I feel like this is like whenever country music plays, that's when I fear for my life.
It is. It's a visceral reaction to it where it makes me upset. I don't know why.
It doesn't make you that upset.
Well, what do you mean it doesn't make me that upset?
I can tell. Because when you get upset with John, your face turns red. And right now, you're just kind of laughing and chuckling along.
No, it's bad, though. But I hate it so much. People are like, oh, like, what do you hate? Like, I hate country music.
Hey, John.
I hate it. I hate John.
And John.
And there's a lot of overlap there. If you have one of those
Venn diagrams. A circle.
It's like, John in Nashville is the worst thing in the world.
Rich, you're invited next year if you want to come. I'm going back.
I do like Nashville, though.
I almost called him the Great Nashville
Titans. I hate
show trip.
Get some hot chicken. Yeah, if they
Hattie B's hot chicken is the best.
We should lobby if they play the Titans in Tennessee for the playoffs.
Yeah,
we should lobby to get down
Bruins
there.
Predators. Screw it.
Sure, that too.
Maybe it matches up and it's on the right weekend or something.
Mm-hmm.
But don't we want the game here?
Of course we want it here, but if they lose on Sunday,
it
wouldn't
be. But if it is in Tennessee?
It could be in Tennessee. We got to get down there. Got to get down there.
Remote broadcast live from Tootsie's. Yeah.
And we just keep eating hot chickens all week. Every week we go a little bit hotter, a little bit hotter.
Well,
that's a good
Instagram
video.
Their hottest flavor is called Shut the Cluck Up.
We'll have that.
Yeah, right. We will.
We'll have that on Mother the Cluckers and have some Shut the Cluck Up. And
you don't think
I tried one time and I couldn't move for about 20 minutes.
Couldn't move for 20 minutes.
And my leg was just shaking.
Was like
restless leg and I was just sweating. It was a whole thing. Yeah.
See, that's good stuff.
Sweating. Did you actually take your hat off when that happened? Or did you take your hat off?
I still had hair
your brow?
At the time.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He was Clucker Butt.
So it's, very good. There we go. Let's get all the
thought about that for 1 minute.
Clucking jokes in
and you nailed it.
That we can there. It is a What If Wednesday, and we're going to stay away from, at least I think, most of the Thanksgiving stuff, because we actually do have some things to sort of sink our teeth into.
Well, it's a big
other
game
than turkey.
Sunday, too, yeah.
Massive.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's kind of a bad break that it is Thanksgiving week that this game comes up.
Should have been like Jets week. And then
exactly.
That way, you only need 3 days ahead of Jets week. You want five for Titans. But
play the Titans on Thursday and then play Atlanta this week.
Would have been great.
Where you don't have to worry about it. But Scheim has got some what ifs and we got some answers.
All right.
Guys, what if the Dolphins didn't trade Tannehill to the Titans?
So basically, 2 years ago, or I guess whatever, three seasons ago, Ryan Tannehill goes to the Titans as the backup, and Marcus Mariota was their guy. Of course, they drafted him number two overall a couple years prior to that, and he was the guy. And eventually they're like, nope, we're going to go to Tannehill. And then that's when their whole season kind of changed. In the last 2 years, they've been a much better team. And obviously Derrick Henry has really improved. But if they didn't have him, I assume they still have Mariota. I look back, that roster, I think they only carried two quarterbacks. So it was Tannehill and Mariota. So they would have had somebody else. But if you don't have somebody else with the NFL experience, don't you just force Mariota the rest of the way?
I think you do because you have him under contract. But then you're in that kind of like, I don't want to say Filene's basement shopping at the bargain bin. But a lot of those kind of mid-level quarterbacks.
You get like a Flynn McCown brother.
Well, yeah, or a Nick Foles or someone
maybe
like that. You know, like one of those guys where it's like, well, he could be the starter if we need him to, but we really don't want him to start long-term.
No.
That was kind of Tannehill, and then it was, oh, okay, this guy fits here, and we actually coach him up a little
bit.
He
started 10 games, so they tried to, and he ended up playing in 12.
Did Mariota get hurt? Is that what opened the door, or was it bad play?
No, it was bad play. Week four against Denver, he was just playing like crap.
He was horrible.
Gotcha. So then the door opened, Tannehill ran through, and the rest is history.
And Tannehill went 7-3 as a starter. He threw 22 touchdowns, 6 picks. And actually was named a Pro Bowler. He must have been like a replacement or whatever.
Oh, it must
have
been.
But he made the Pro Bowl, and that team went to the conference championship game. They beat the Pats, obviously, and then they beat the Ravens, and then they were playing, and they lost to the Chiefs in the championship game. So they were pretty good. But they're not nearly as good with Mariota because we already saw that movie for 2-3 years.
Totally agree. So I think in getting Tannehill, it probably kept the Tennessee Titans from having to go shopping for one of those mid-level guys and maybe overpaying a little bit.
Because they're
not
in the market.
Turned around and gave this guy $100 million.
But, and I think that's, again, he's one of the handful of guys that you say, all right, maybe we can do better, but we sure as hell can do worse, and we want to be just chasing after a quarterback year in and year out. What a trade, by the way. They traded a 4th-round pick and a 7th-round pick for a 6th-round pick and Tannehill.
Wow.
So basically, cancel out the late round pick.
Four.
They traded a 4 for Tannehill.
Yep.
They got their quarterback.
Dolphins paid half his salary, too.
Right. Good point.
That'd be terrible. It really is amazing.
And they fell right into it, and it worked out great. And then Mariota ends up, you know, leaving there, and he's still a backup in the league. And you're like, all right.
And Denver probably ate as much money as Miami did, and they got a 2 and a 3 for Von Miller, and you only got a 4 for a quarterback. That's something.
Yeah, seriously. A quarterback who I think will be their guy for the next 5 years, don't you?
You would think at least 3. He's like 32 now, I think.
Oh, he's 33.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, he's a little bit older than I thought. Never mind. All right, he's a little bit older than I thought.
Scheim, what else you got?
What if the Patriots drafted A.J. Brown and Tennessee drafted N'Keal Harry?
Wow.
I mean, this one's crazy, too. And we've gone down the road before about had the Patriots not drafted N'Keal Harry and actually drafted somebody good, like Terry McLaurin or DK Metcalf or Deebo Samuel. And, again, the ripple effect there is maybe Brady's still here. Maybe the 19 season goes differently. You don't lose to that Titans team in the wild card. Or actually, you probably have a first-round bye. You aren't even playing in the wild card weekend.
Well, the one thing I do know is that N'Keal Harry would still be hurt because apparently every wide receiver in Tennessee has to either get hurt or go on IR for a period of time.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the Titans wouldn't be nearly as good.
I wonder, though, if A.J. Brown would have been embraced by Brady.
Hard to say.
Because that, right, and that's the thing. It is hard to say because, like, when you actually look at Jacoby Myers and the way he fit into the offense, it took a little bit, but he did fit in. And that really is my question is, would A.J. Brown have just gotten the exact same treatment from Brady that it seems N'Keal Harry did?
I mean, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons with Ryan Tannehill, who, again, middle of the road quarterback, probably, you know, 12th, 13th quarterback in the league. Brady, we all feel like, is much better than him.
No doubt.
Now, there's a little bit of difference because Brady goes to Tampa and he's like, I know Evans and Godwin are good, and he was able to get going with those guys, but he also wanted Edelman. He wanted Gronk. He wanted Antonio Brown. A.J. Brown's tough because we wouldn't have known how good he was.
Right.
Because, hell, at the time of the draft, he was a guy that was picked after N'Keal Harry, and N'Keal Harry just didn't work. But if A.J. Brown knows where to line up and makes a couple of plays, maybe Brady trusts him earlier. And he's just so good that I feel like he would. Like, I think the team would have been a lot better in 19 because Brown seemed to be an impact rookie.
We will look back on the missed training camp for N'Keal Harry as the real seminal moment for him, and how it really derailed a year of his football life.
He was at training camp.
Well, but because he couldn't get in and really get indoctrinated with Brady, and there was the, I don't want some new guy. It was a little bit of both.
Well, he got hurt early on. He got hurt in a preseason game.
There we go.
So, like, there was enough time for him to kind of...
Not for that quarterback.
But also, Brady didn't go to OTAs that year.
Well, there's that, too.
So that didn't help Harry.
It didn't help.
No.
But, yeah. But either way.
Guy stinks.
Yeah.
Well, guys, what if Tom Brady had gone to Tennessee?
Yeah, I mean, last year, there was definitely some thought that even though Tannehill had a really good 2019 and beat Brady head-to-head, when we were trying to figure out where is Tom Brady going to go, the Titans kept coming up because of Mike Vrabel.
It was the number one spot that I had on my list.
Remember all that stupid stuff with... Tom Brady and Julian Edelman at the Syracuse basketball game.
Oh, they were
FaceTiming Mike Vrabel. So, like, that was a big conversation. So, yeah, I mean, where do you think... I don't think they win the Super Bowl.
Oh,
though.
I disagree. I think you get Tom Brady on a team that was close or ripe to sort of go to the next level. Here's what I equate
they
it
lost
to.
In the wild card round last year, so they didn't even win a playoff game. And I also think that Ryan Tannehill had a really good year.
But here's what I would equate it to. Remember when Teddy Bridgewater had a really good year with Minnesota and they went to, I think it was an NFC championship game or pretty close, and they were like, nah, we need Kirk Cousins. And he picked the wrong guy and he realized you're going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
They would have been the reverse if they had gotten rid of Tannehill and brought in Brady. He would have pushed them to where it was like, right idea by Minnesota, wrong guy. You add Tom Brady, that's like, and I know you don't like the analogy, but I know you get it. It's like bringing in LeBron. Automatic championship expectations.
Yes,
and
he
pushes that team in a way that Ryan Tannehill can't.
Like, the Brady versus Winston improvement is so obvious and so much better, but Brady-Tannehill to me is that Tannehill last year had 33 touchdowns, 7 picks.
Not bad.
And they went 11-5 in the regular season, and then they lost in the first round. I don't know if their defense was good as, like, Tampa's defense, which obviously helped Brady,
Very true.
Yeah.
But it would have been something, especially to put Vrabel in there as well. Yeah. Would have added an interesting little dynamic. We help you win not only in daily fantasy, but weekly fantasy as well. Your fantasy stayaways for week 12 next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
Keefe's gonna give you what you need to know. Talk about who you gotta start, who you gotta sit, gotta let go. When you be like, whoop, whoop,
You doing so good, gonna win your league, but you gotta listen to Rich Keefe.
And Shine Time.
In the fantasy breeze. Rich Keefe is playing like John Clayton up inside the huddle. And he's got an intimate knowledge of the fantasy game like he and Matthew Berry like to cuddle. If your team got a problem, yo, he'll solve it. Winston Wolfe for this fantasy gauntlet. So pretty pleased with sugar on it. Check out the hook walk.
Shine.
Keefe's gonna give you the info you desire. Who to claim from the waiver wire? So your lineup game is on fire. Put him on the board.
Championship.
You're definitely gonna win your league, but you gotta listen to Rich Keefe.
And Shine Time.
Fin the fantasy to see.
Brief. My fantasy team is 1-4. Jeez.
So it's time for the fantasy stayaways.
Sure is. It is week 12 in the NFL. And, of course, kicks off tomorrow at noon 30 with the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears.
Oh, man.
I mean, you'd be pretty hard-pressed to find a worse game. I think the only game worse would be maybe Texans-Jags.
That'd be pretty bad.
Or Jets and somebody.
Jets-Giants right now.
But the Lions are the only winless team.
Yep.
And the Bears are about to fire their coach, although he's like, nah. And then they're going like Andy Dalton. Like, that's what America wants to see. You're getting ready to have your nice tall glass of eggnog, and here's Andy Dalton against the Lions. Anyway.
Yeah, this game is the green bean casserole of NFL matches.
It is. Of course, Chiefs and Cardinals are on the bye, but Shime and I have a few guys to stay away from this weekend. And let's start with the guy we were just talking about in the last segment, A.J. Brown. I love A.J. Brown, but the Patriots do an incredible job at slowing down one really good player. When a team has one really good player, i.e. Kyle Pitts, they can take him out of the game. If Julio was playing, or even if Derrick Henry was playing, I would say you got to play A.J. Brown. Every week you play A.J. Brown. The Patriots now are the best defense in the league, and A.J. Brown, I think they're going to take out on Sunday, so I would look for another option than A.J. Brown.
You love A.J. Brown. You also love J.C. Jackson.
I do. I love J.C. Jackson and this defense right now. Shime, you have somebody maybe related to that game?
I sure do, guys. My stay away this week is Ryan Tannehill. The Patriots have dominated almost every single quarterback they've played this year, and I expect that to continue, especially with Tannehill having a down year like he has. He leads the league in interceptions. He's already thrown 12. I kind of expect him to throw one or two more this weekend. So I am out on Ryan Tannehill this week.
This is very pro-Patriots, but another guy that I am out on for the week is Zach Moss, the Buffalo Bills running back, playing tomorrow, by the way, against the New Orleans Saints, who have been the best or the toughest against running backs in fantasy football. And the Bills, as we've discussed, are kind of on a bit of a decline.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking great. If they are going to move the ball, it's going to be Josh Allen to Steph Diggs or Dawson Knox. It doesn't appear to be their running game. They can't run. And then you throw in this good Saints defense. We saw it back week 3. Pretty tough defense, especially against the run. Damian Harris couldn't do anything. So I don't think Zach Moss will do anything.
Yeah, you might even be able to upgrade that to sit everyone in the Bills' backfield. I don't think Singletary or Matt Breida are going to do anything for you either this week.
Sit them down.
I got another running back for you, Rich Keefe. How about Leonard Fournette of the Tampa Bay Bucks this
week? He's on my team, and I agree with you.
At the Indianapolis Colts.
Playoff Lenny. It's week 12.
Yeah, there you go.
Lenny's been great for a lot of fantasy owners this year, but I just feel like against Indianapolis, it doesn't really suit him. I think Tom Brady's going to throw all over this team, though. I think you can expect big days from Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, and Tom Brady. But I just don't see a big day out of Leonard Fournette against this run defense.
That Colts team's pretty frisky, pretty pesky.
3-point underdogs at home.
All right, this last one that I have for is a wide receiver, and it's a little bit of a spite pick because he absolutely burned my britches last week.
Oh!
I had to play him because, once again, DeAndre Hopkins was out. Cooper Kupp was on a bye, so I had to play this guy. Cincinnati's T. Higgins.
He Jim Harbaugh'd you.
He
burned
did.
The britches.
He burned my britches. He absolutely screwed me last week. He had 1.5. Did not help in the outcome. They're taking on Pittsburgh, which isn't the toughest matchup in the world.
He had 1.5.
1.5. Not going to help me, T. He hasn't scored a touchdown since week 2 also. Oh. So it's not just simply, he burned me. But he had a touchdown week 1, a touchdown week 2. And I know it's very much the Jamar Chase show, but it seemed like T. Higgins might have a leg up over Tyler Boyd. Kind of rethinking that. Those guys are too boom or bust. And it's been more bust recently for T. Higgins, so I'm sitting him down.
Rich, I'm actually going to stay right in that game. I'm just going to go to the other side
of the
football.
How about this? Synergy.
I am going to say stay away from Chase Claypool this week.
Okay.
Last week he had a pretty good week against L.A., but the 3 weeks prior, he'd had 2 for 17, 4 for 45, 3 for 30. He's only caught one touchdown all year. I don't expect him to catch one this week. Cincinnati's been pretty good against the pass. The pass rush has been getting home with only four rushers. I expect a lot of Deontay Johnson in this game if you're going to play a Pittsburgh receiver. He has been tremendous this year. So I am out on Chase Claypool. This isn't the first time you've heard him in stayaways, and there's a reason for that. So stay away from Chase Claypool.
And there you go.
That's pretty good.
There's your fantasy stayaways. By the way, for those of you looking for a perfect lineup for the Thanksgiving games, you're going to get one in the 1 o'clock hour.
Oh, boy.
How about that?
Nice.
Tommy Kern of NBC Sports Boston is with us at 12:30. We'll slow burn it at 12:45. But up next, Patriots, Titans, Nets, Celtics, Bruins, Buffalo. Happy birthday to a Bruins goalie. Red Sox lose out on a pitcher. And the four-pack. All next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.